Hi there, this is Dennis Wells. Welcome to the Financial Advantage. I am super excited to be joined today with Cheryl Erb. She is with Berkshire Hathaway Real Estate. She is your local realtor in the Elkhart, Indiana area and a surrounding vicinity. And Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get started in the real estate business?
I guess a little bit of background. I was a business operations manager for a local security company for about 10 years. And that security company provided 24/7 security to a lot of the RV manufacturing holding lots. But that was 24/7. So I was in charge of, hiring, firing, all of the operations, overseeing employees, implementing policies, procedures, way to cut costs for the company, organizing meetings. And it was again 24/7, so my phone had to be available 24/7. But payroll, and it was a lot. But then we employed up to 60 employees, so it was a lot. But then it became maybe not a challenge anymore, or something, or I was just ready for a different challenge after 10 years of doing that. So I actually started looking into, I've always liked, decorating, transforming my own spaces in my house. So I started looking into and taking a course to get certified for home staging. And as I was going through that course, everything that I read and all of the videos and examples and that throughout the class kept referring to, realtors and what realtors do and realtors in the area. So I thought, why don't I just get my real estate license and then maybe add the home staging on the side of that? So that's pretty much where it started and why I am here today, I guess, in the real estate world.
Very good. So I imagine that a background of, keeping a lot of plates spinning and a lot of things going in the right direction has been very helpful, getting into real estate.
Oh, 100%. So as I was kind of like reflecting on how, that security position, as far as being operations business manager, how it's affected or it taught me and helped me it in real estate, not knowing that was the direction I was going at the time, was it taught me a lot about people and how everybody is just so different. I mean, truly, everybody's so different. Everybody comes from different walks of lives. Different backgrounds, just everybody's got a different story, a different need. And I had to manage a lot of personalities. And the approach to different personalities had to be different. It wasn't a one size fits all kind of a deal. So it definitely prepared me in that way. And then, of course, not knowing that I was going to be in real estate again, getting used to my phone going off all the time, that prepared me in that way for sure as well. So yeah, when I was reflecting on that, it was kind of just like, wow, it's crazy how things just all work themselves out, and you don't even know, in the moment what it's preparing you for in the future, but it definitely helped equip me to be in real estate.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, are you seeing a lot of buyer activity and listing activity in your market today?
Yes, there is, there's still a demand for housing. So of course, just never enough inventory. Buyers are, so it's kind of a different market maybe right now than what it was last year or 2 years ago, really. Because with the higher interest rates, there aren't as many buyers that are eligible that are kind of, so we aren't having as much of the competition and crazy, appraisal gaps and multiple offers. We aren't having as much of that, but we are still having it. So, you can have listings that are sitting on the market for months and then listings that are, off the market within 24 hours, and then still some multiple offer situations. So yeah, there's still a demand and not enough inventory. So hopefully we're going to get some correction one day, but staying busy for sure.
Yes. So obviously with your real estate professionalism and your I-4 staging. In your opinion, what is the difference between a house that maybe sits on the market for a little bit longer and the type of house that goes off the, that gets listed and goes off the market almost immediately?
Well, I mean, I think that there are many different factors. Just like at St. Joe County, there's a lot more inventory just because there's a lot more population. So that there's more inventory. So, they can sit for a little bit longer that way versus maybe a less populated area, like Fairfield. They don't hang on the market for very long. So there's just that like economic part of it as far as population goes as well. But then also, you've got sometimes, I mean, frankly, you've got flip houses or investors, maybe they're just getting started or they didn't have any guidance, and you can walk in and just really tell that it was kind of a slap together job. And it was, there it wasn't grit wasn't put into it. Maybe they're just covering some things up, and they just didn't do 100%. So it's going to sit maybe because they don't have it priced appropriately. So there's that. And then, a house that's, actual quality, as far as a flip goes, a quality flip, that's gonna, it's really kind of obvious to me. It's obvious on that end of it. But then also, if it's an occupied home, single family, whichever that a homeowner is selling, how it shows, decluttered, clean versus not clean, curb appeal, versus overgrown. So really, how a house shows when it is occupied is a big deal.
Well, very, very good. Well, what are some things that you like to do when you're not actively helping people buy or sell real estate?
I love being outside. So, I mean, as long as I'm dressed for whatever weather, I like to be outside. And working in my landscaping, flowers, such like that, but entertaining, friends and family, pool parties, hanging out with my dog, just being sometimes is just nice.
Nice. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a black lab, and his name is Rizzo, and he is the best, the best.
Nice. Nice. I love it. I love it. We have a golden retriever, so I would, maybe care to disagree on that, but he is, his philosophy is he has never met anybody that does not like him. So he is a terrible guard dog, but he would.
Well, that's the retriever. We'll just agree on that. Retrievers are just great.
There we go. That's awesome. That's awesome. Very good. If you were talking with a newer agent looking to come into the market, having been in the market for a little bit now, what are some pieces of advice that you would give?
So, as far as business wise, I mean, you've got to be persistent and consistent. You have to pick up the phone. So you're not going to see, it took me 6 months before I had my first transaction. So they patience, and then stay persistent, consistent with what you're doing. But really, as far as like inward is, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Don't compare your numbers to somebody else's numbers. Just compare yourself to the you that you were yesterday, 6 months ago, a year ago. That's where the value is.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard it explained like the gap and the gain, where if you set, I mean, we're all setting goals and all of those kinds of things, but if you're like, I won't be happy, valuable, successful until I get to this level, you're missing out on, well, where are you today compared to where you were last week, last month, last year? And again, it's not, oh, that we're going to settle, but it is appreciating the fact that we have made progress, towards that goal, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you got to recognize and acknowledge and give yourself a pat on the back for the growth that's happened in between all that. Yeah.
And I was listening to, I think it was Renee Rodriguez, and someone asked him how he became an overnight success on social media, He's like, well, it was 12 years of posting stuff. So
Yep.
seems like success takes longer than you think, but then happens faster than you'd expect.
Right. I agree.
So very cool. So thinking about your real estate career here, what would you say is one of the more meaningful experiences that you've had in the business, and what makes it meaningful?
Well, I think the business as a whole, what makes it meaningful to me or gratifying is just helping people. The relationships that I've built, and everybody, again, everybody's different. Not everybody is looking for a relationship. So it's still even seeing that person, guiding them, just achieve their own goals and guiding them through, the likely biggest transaction that they're ever going to have in their life. So that is a gratifying and meaningful to me. Specifically, as far as one transaction, I could pick a lot, but one transaction that really sticks out to me would be I had some sellers that had went they had taken, I don't know, they had maybe taken advantage of, they didn't take advantage of, but they were in a position to where they needed to take on the forbearance of their mortgage. So a lot of people did that, and a lot of people still do that, but that was during that COVID era where work was shut down, and they needed some help, and so that allowed them to postpone their house payment for I think it was 3 or 6 months. Well, their understanding of what the forbearance actually was different than the fine print, that was agreed upon between them and their lender. And they thought that those payments were going to go to the end of their mortgage, and come to find out that wasn't the case. And so I spent a lot of time on the phone with the lender and got a great understanding of what that actually looked like for my clients. And after the interest and penalties that was put on, each month payment as it wasn't paid, then attorney fees, then drive-by fees, these fees were just really adding up for them. And I said, hey guys, if they're doing drive-bys to make sure that somebody's in the house or not in the house, you're probably getting kind of close to possible pre-foreclosure. We're best to just get your house put on the market and move forward while you can still possibly at least break even, if nothing else. And they were outgrowing their house anyways, so it wasn't just that they needed to do it for that sake, but that was pretty important. So we got their house listed, we got their house sold, and we were able to, I mean, obviously interest, accruing per diem, but it was looking bleak for them, but we were able to get their house listed and sold. And they were able to pay off all those fees, pay off their mortgage, and then still have a proceed to put as a down payment on their next house. So no credit was ruined. It was just kind of like a breath of fresh air to really help somebody get out of something that could have turned ugly quick.
Yes. Well, and having that advice, because sometimes in those situations, you see people that will just shut down and, and not be proactive, but having a trusted guide there to say, hey, here's all the options, and let's pick the one that makes the most sense. And like you're saying, being able to help them get out of what could have been like a really terrible, it wasn't a great situation, but it could have gotten a lot worse. And getting him out of there and getting him to something that made a lot more sense for
Right, exactly right.
him. Very good. Very good. What do you think? There's probably a lot of these as well. What do you think is the greatest opportunity in real estate today?
Well, I think that the opportunities in real estate are pretty much endless. I think that as being a realtor myself, like the opportunities that I could have to kind of branch out, learn different trades in within real estate because it's so broad. But then as like a consumer, there's only so much earth, there's only so much, many pieces to the pie. So just invest, quit renting if you can. Rent makes sense for some people, but a lot of times it doesn't make sense for a lot of people. So invest your money, pay your own mortgage or whichever, so that you're gonna own your, slice of the pie. So I say, because again, it there's only so many pieces to go around. So start owning in whatever that might look like. Maybe you start with your first home finally, and then maybe you move up from there and duplex, or maybe you buy a duplex, you live in one side, you rent out the other side. There's just so many opportunities out there that people aren't aware of, maybe, but it's endless. There's quit renting is one thing I would say, because the option to own is just start with one.
Absolutely. I think that as human beings, sometimes we get focused on the wrong things, and obviously right now, historically interest rates are not, they've been higher, but in the recent history they've been a lot lower. And so people kind of get hung up on an interest rate, and we try to share with them that look at your return on investment. If you put 3%, 3.5%, 5% down on an appreciating asset that is going up 4 or 5% a year, that 5% down on a house that's going up 5% a year, that's 100% return on your investment every single year. And that's in addition to the fact that, yes, you are, every time you make your payment, you owe less on it. So you get not only the appreciation gain, but you get that amortization gain. And like you were saying, start off with something, starter home, duplex, and then, take the appreciation from that and roll it into your next property. And, so many strategies to help people really create wealth in America.
100%. Yes, I agree. And I just had the conversation here before you and I got on that, a lot of, yes, we sometimes we are in our own way and we justify things. And then sometimes you can look at it and be like, I mean, is that really making sense? Because you don't want to, whatever the interest rate might be today, it still is lower than maybe what it was at one point in time in history. But if a consumer is okay with, paying, I don't know, you're 23, 27% on your credit card or whatever your auto loan, that's personal property stuff. That's never going to gain you anything. So why wouldn't you just, pay the lesser interest rate on something exactly that's going to, give you a return on your investment?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So how would you complete this this sentence? My real estate superpower is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a superpower or if it's just like, I think I was born with it. I'm just by nature a problem solver. So I would say that's my superpower. Like if there's a will, there's a way, and I'm gonna figure it out. And that's some of that's kind of stubborn too. That's just my inner stubborn, that there's an answer. So I'll find it. But also in that is just building strong client relationships. So that my clients know, truly know that their best interest is my first priority, because that's huge. And yeah, I'm not just a flyby. I mean, I'll be here for you the long haul, even after we close a transaction. Call me anytime. There's a need or an issue or whatever that if I can help, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I love. There's a line in Sully about the guy that landed the plane in the middle of the Hudson, and he was a kid, and learning to fly, and his instructor's like, Sully, whatever happens, just fly the plane, and sometimes in our business, it's like you just got to fly the plane. There's a solution. You just have to keep going forward enough until you can find it. But it's there.
Yeah, I agree.
So, very cool. Well, is there any question that I should have asked you that I didn't today?
No, I don't think so. No. Do you have another question you'd like to ask?
Oh, let's see. How old is your dog? Tell me more about your dog.
So Rizzo, he is going to be 9, May 8 of this year. And we always have a birthday party for Rizzo. And he gets a double cheeseburger. And he always has to wear the party hat, which he despises. But, he's getting used to it in his ninth year, eighth year, ninth year coming up. He was actually on the news. You can look him up. the George, our UPS guy, retired. This was a couple years ago. And Rizzo, being the retriever, he loves to bring the packages. I mean, sometimes he even brings the neighbor's packages home, but he loves bringing the packages. So George, our UPS driver, he came over one day and he said, before he was retiring, he said, I think it's WSBT, but all kinds of news channels picked it up. WSBT was going to be following him on his route, and could he bring Rizzo one last package? And so, of course, and so he's the famous UPS helper dog, and you can find him on the news. We had some friends that were actually in Cancun, Mexico, that tagged me on Facebook because they even seen Rizzo on the news clear down there.
Oh
So he's
man.
famous.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Awesome. So if when people want to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to reach out?
Well, to call or text me is the best way. My phone number is 574-971-1898. They can also find me on Instagram and Facebook, but my phone's always on me, so that's the quickest way to get me.
And you've got years of experience of your phone ringing all the time. So,
Right.
and that is true. Like when you want something done right, you really do go to busy people because they have the system and the structure and the capacity to handle it. So thank you.
Yes, hey, thank you.
Cool. And again, this is Dennis Wells. Thank you for listening to the Financial Advantage podcast. We specialize in helping our realtor partners make more money, and we help our clients create wealth through real estate and minimize the cost of borrowing over time. You can reach us at the main number 219-230-8400. Thanks again for listening. Hope you all have a great day.